Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
So, it's been about 5 hours. You guys are back in town.
Ooh, I'm hungry.
There's a lovely place to go eat.
Right on a stick?
Savage.
So you can find Snigget. So, what do you find?
You do not find Snigget.
Yeah, I wasn't looking.
Wait. I got 100. No, he pulls around his stick. I go, what's wrong with you people?
You dirty, dirty savages.
Okay.
Yeah, we get back to that. I'm hungry. Let's go eat some.
Looks like they cooked them up.
No, even you don't eat them. You just burn them and throw them in a ditch.
So, what's... You guys are going to go wait at the place, wait for them to come back to you. You're going to try and find them.
Well, since I'm hungry, I'm going to go back and eat at the Golden Hammer.
Okay, so there's another gold crown. 3-course
meal. Do you want to come join me?
No.
Do I see him there?
Nope. He just left.
Yeah. Would I be able to find him after if he just left without actually... No. Instead of going in and sitting down, I found out he just left.
You missed by 5%.
Oh, okay.
He's not there.
I would eat. I will sit around as long as possible without being awkward.
That's fine. A lot of people sit in here all day trying to avoid the peasants.
Yeah. Fine, I'll sit in here as long as possible. Should I see them?
Do you want dinner?
No, I'll leave before dinner.
Okay.
I don't want to pay that much.
Watch out. You got Pablo back there.
Okay. I suppose I'll go get the recruit. Return?
He's still waiting outside Rolf's house.
Okay. I will go.
Jessica says she's going to go get him. Did you lock him or
something? Yes.
Stay out there with the dogs.
He is... Give me a perception check as opposed by this guy's...
Do you actually have stats for this bastard under it?
Yes, I do. Just in case you decide to kill him.
Or what we did, decide to recruit him.
Concealment... Wow, okay.
Oh, I failed my spot anyway.
You actually don't find him.
Does he see me, though?
If he does, he does not come out.
Okay.
If you think he's here, you can try. Probably try again.
Yeah. I'm not with you guys. I want to have dinner. Well, lunch, whatever.
I'm not there either, so.
Let's see. That would 18 would make it a 2.
Tears or just 2?
Tears.
Okay. You will find him. He's, of course, hiding in an alleyway, pretending to be a bum.
Look how Ryan is priming.
How's he priming?
He just has it on the box, and he's like...
Well, the thing is they're skeletons.
Oh. Is that the Tomb Kings?
Yes, those are his Tomb Kings.
I thought he was priming his Wood Elves.
I think there were a couple Wood Elves and then some skeletons.
Anywho.
Okay. I will find him.
Your black box is not bright. Light.
What?
Did you find anything?
No, it's still daytime.
He hasn't come home yet?
No.
Well, very well. Well, if he doesn't arrive before nightfall, come back to the ship.
I think we should get our tracker to find him.
I'll look for Sniggit.
Roll perception check. You need to roll well, because he rolled well.
Get a 2. Get a 2. Don't get a 1, but get a 2.
I got a 67.
It's hopeful of 2.
Sniggit was never here.
If you have a 2. Yeah, no.
That's fine. Even if I say his name, it won't come out. Okay, I will return to the ship.
There's a reason why...
As you guys are...
And get some dinner.
It is now about dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys are, of course, this is now the third night. You'll notice that there's a fairly wealthy-looking man. He's kind of poking around the ship and looking around.
Do I take it we don't recognize him?
No.
I walk up to him. Hello!
Oh, hello!
And you are?
I suppose I'll be there with you.
Oh, my name is Reuben Kuhn II. Have you seen my son?
And who is your son?
Reuben Kuhn III. He's at the Imperial Gunnery School. I can't find him. He's been missing for 2 days now.
And you came to the Emperor's
home? I've looked everywhere. I've limited down to the docks, and this is the only place that I can think of.
Do you know where he last was?
He was supposed to meet me for lunch.
Where at?
The Golden Hammer.
Do you
hammer.
Recognize this guy's name?
Go ahead and give me a common knowledge empire. I'll make it challenging for anyone who's not from the area.
So, all of us?
Yeah. I don't even have that skill.
Who?
Make it.
Okay. Jessica, for some reason, you,
I made it.
Alec?
Challenging puts it at what?
-10%.
I made it.
So all three of you go, oh, Reuben Kuhn II, he is the treasurer of Null.
Apparently...
I know him, because I was like, I went into there and
stole... Is he friends with this guy we're looking for? Yeah, whatever his name is.
Rolf.
Rolf? No, I know he's an officer of some importance, but please, have none of you seen my son? He's never this late before.
What does he look like?
He gives a rough description. He's got dark, dusty brown hair. He's got these brilliant green eyes. Huh?
Is this guy shaming us, or is this the actual guy?
No, this is the actual guy.
Like, no, I have not, but we'll keep a lookout.
Why would the treasurer be missing?
The treasurer's son.
We're talking to the treasurer.
Yes.
Yes, we're talking to the treasurer.
Is there anything we could maybe think if we've seen him anywhere?
He's been at the Imperial Gunnery School.
Didn't you two go up there?
No.
No.
Bam. You guys did. You didn't.
No.
We didn't go inside.
Oh.
We talked to one of the... talked to one of the students.
Yeah, it was an idea to go in there.
We never went inside.
Well, we could try looking for him, but...
What was his name, do you know?
Who?
The kid who got a lot of money from selling the book.
I didn't write it down.
What was that kid's name, Andre? Do you know?
Which one?
The one who got a lot of money from selling the book?
No.
It's not him.
Yeah. The kid that was plastered. Hello.
I don't think I've seen him anywhere.
Would you please keep a lookout for him? I'm desperate at this point.
Of course.
We will do. We're investigating quite a few things anyway, so if we come across him, we'll point him in your direction.
Thank you.
We'll go up to the Imperial Gunnery School. Couldn't hurt to see if we can find a guy up there.
And if not, we can go back to that tavern where all the students were.
Indeed.
All right. To the Imperial Gunnery School! Away!
All right. You guys head over there, and you can... you begin to ask around. Give me a gossip.
91.
I fail.
I succeed. By 1 2.
It doesn't matter how many tiers.
Just if you tier and a third.
Woman, do I have to beat you again?
I'm laser kidding the internet.
Alright, hold on. As you are, of course, asking around, last he was seen at the tavern on campus. About 2 or 3 days ago, the day you guys arrived in town. In addition, you also find that there has been a reward posted for the finding of a missing noble daughter. Her name is... You might want to write this one down.
Go, note taker, go!
Oh, come on.
Okay, write down his name, the guy... Circle the guy we're after.
Okay. And then realize these are all probably being kidnapped by the guy we're looking for.
What is the kid's name?
Or he could have been
Reuben
too.
Kuhn the Third.
The noble daughters?
I'm currently looking. I lost it again because I'm a moron.
How dare you not be perfect, Andre?
Yeah, tell me about it. I should just write down this damn page.
You should
there
write,
we go.
You should memorize the entire thing.
It's only 99 pages. Okay.
Duh.
Maglin Ehard?
Ehard?
E-R-H-A-R-D. How would you say that?
Erard?
We'll go with Ehard because, you know, you use E-Harmony to get an Ehard.
Horrible.
I'm going to take your eyes out with a paintbrush.
Hey, that won't steal my tongue.
There is a 200 gold crown reward for her.
Oh, Billy! Let's look into her a little bit as well.
Shouldn't we be focusing maybe on the chaos threat?
She's probably linked. Chaos loves kidnapping people and sacrificing them on their evil altars.
Wait, is she part of the school, or how is she involved?
She's not involved in the school at all.
Okay, they just had a note posted up somewhere where the kids were looking at it, like, she's hot.
Everywhere?
Well, you guys can always ask around about her, but...
We can do that where we're...
In addition, you hear that there have been some... because shortly after they left, that actually there's heightened patrols in the poorer neighborhoods resisting the intrusion of the watch, forming mobs at midnight, and they've actually killed a few guards at this point.
Sir?
Wow.
This sounds like something's going on.
Chaos.
All right, let's check the water.
I go get a sample of the water, look at it.
It's black. You're not sure if that...
It might be chaos taint, but more than likely I'm willing to wager it's soot. This place is disgusting.
As you drain out, only half the water leaves. The other part stays in the cup.
Get a new cup.
I hate humans. Why can't you guys use good, clean bolt throwers?
Because bolt throwers don't kill as much.
Yeah, they do. Piercing...
I would say they go through ranks pretty easy.
Yeah, but their ballistic skill is only a 3. I mean...
Only a 3. And they don't have any chance of explosions. I mean, what fun would it be without things exploding?
Especially a gnome.
Now you're thinking about, like, human.
Is this someone's...
My penis.
That's been down there for, like, a week or two.
You didn't have it.
Oh, Amanda, do you care if it's been down there for, like, a week or two?
It's better. Just say yes.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Alright, well...
I know only students can get access to the... into the school.
But it's a tavern on the campus, so you don't actually have to be a student to go there.
What okay. I say we do is we'll send Snigget and our human compatriot here to go watch the tavern for the guy.
Why don't you just have Snigget do it?
Snigget doesn't know what the guy looks like.
Well, describe him.
We don't know what the guy looks like.
Right. We know what the kid looks like.
No, I'm talking about Rolf.
Yeah, we don't know.
Have him go watch Hammer, because we know Rolf goes there.
It's true.
The Golden Hammer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be really hard to tell him apart from all the other nobles.
Look for a rich guy.
That one. That one. And that one.
I'm rich. Awesome.
Don't you wish?
Dude, if I had 26 gold crowns in real life, I could sell it for a couple thousand, and then I could pay for school for a semester.
A semester? That's pretty sad. A
couple thousand? It's true.
Anyways,
as much money as I had in
Oblivion, since we're right here, let's investigate the tavern.
All right,
buy a house
to the tavern. Look into it.
Each 57. People on the internet, remember page 57.
My belly. Ding.
Okay.
Stupid glue takes forever.
Okay. So yeah, I'll
see
it.
Okay, go ahead and give me
awesome.
A...
Yeah, that's what you named it.
Oh, wow, this is actually just a charm check, because enough people know him.
Alright, you charm people, go.
No.
I'm just support.
You don't have any
fortune here.
There we go. Two tears.
Look, okay.
Look, three tears.
Oh, yeah. Yep, he was very prompt, always on time. He's a fairly ordinary young man in most respects, except that he had striking green eyes. And that the guard, although stretched thin, have been trying to find him.
He's Chaos Worshipper. He's green eyes.
I mean, that's the only thing that they really know, is that he had beautiful, brilliant green eyes.
Okay, interesting.
These two have black eyes.
Yep.
I have green eyes.
Black?
Yeah.
Remember, that's normal. Conrad has purple.
You put souls in there.
Normal.
Wow. Anyway.
Alright.
So, no one figuring out where he went or anything like that?
Nope. Yeah, well, he went to the tavern. After that, they don't know.
Which tavern? The Golden Hammer?
No, not the Golden Hammer. No. I think it's like the Soldier's Gun or something like that.
The Gunnery Tavern.
Yeah, the Gunnery Tavern.
So we went to the Gunnery Tavern and nobody knew.
No, they knew him, they just didn't know where he went. You might want to ask the guard, because they've been looking for the past 2 days.
I suppose the guard that's posted here?
Sure. Go ahead and give me a gossip check.
Succeed.
Okay. Both you guys will,
We both just end up talking to the same guard.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hi.
that he has been missing for a couple days, and yesterday, one of the guards found a pool of blood under some rubbish in an alley near where he was last seen. The guy reported it to his sergeant, but the sergeant never investigated.
All right.
To the alley.
Why not?
The alley is a narrow gap between two large tenement buildings, just wide enough for two men to navigate. Ground here is surprisingly cobbled, but slick with filth and covered in rubbish. A path winds through the debris until it reaches a dead end.
So, two men or four elves?
I assume...
Okay, can we blow some of the dust away so we can try to find where the blood was?
Search check.
I assume we were smart enough to bring Conrad with us, right?
Sure, if you'd like. He's an investigator.
A perception, you mean?
Search.
I make it.
Oh, there's a search, hey.
Yes.
Perception is Pathfinder.
Yeah, there's perception in this too.
I know. Alright, so how many tiers actually matter on this one?
Two.
I failed by 4 tiers.
Okay.
yeah!
Alright, you do notice at the end that there is a kind of old pool of blood at this point.
Yeah.
Covered in filth. In addition, you find a blood spatter on one of the walls about 3 yards away from the pool. Finally, since you succeeded by 2 tiers, you find a strange mark, perhaps actually left by like a cartwheel, going away from the scene, but of course it fades a few feet away.
Of course.
So should we reenact this, Boondock Saint style, that detective?
So is the splatter on the wall, you figure... someone leaning against it, or like an explosion?
Blow? My guess, somebody
slider
was
on one of the walls.
Yeah, is it from so like someone injured hitting it, or explosion?
It's several days old and covered in soot.
What kind of splatter, Andre?
It's several days old and covered in soot. There's blood on the wall.
She might be able to tell.
This definitely looks like kind of a strike wound.
Oh, isn't it?
Not like the person exploded, but they got hit and then bled on the wall when the momentum carried the blood onto the wall.
Okay, so yeah, it is.
So probably the person got stabbed here, went to the end of the alley trying to run away, fell over, started bleeding out, they pulled up a wagon, threw the body in there, took him to the evil...
Obviously it has to be a small wagon. Is it like a one-wheeled?
You're thinking probably a hand cart.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen a hand cart come through here recently?
Yes, dozens.
What are you trying to do?
Conrad, I know this will be vain, but can you try tracking this set?
It dies right there.
As I knew it would be vain, but at least you tried.
I tracked it. Right there.
Does it go up the wall? Over the
it goes over the wall and it begins to form tentacles. No.
Like, yeah, it's here.
As it goes here, it's right there. Hey.
Alright, well, I say we just need to find the noble guy, follow him, because I have a feeling he's all going to kind of fit together.
Sure, let's go find the noble.
Well, are there any other, like, because how many hand carts, what type of people use hand carts?
Like, all sorts.
Traders,
peasants that carry things. Sometimes
the corpse cart.
There is a corpse cart. Definitely in the gunnery area, you use it to transport some of the more sensitive things.
Or heavy.
This looks like a giant wheel.
No, it looks like a handcart wheel.
Because it wouldn't have fit down here.
No, I'm saying it's a big, like, big wheel, so it support the weight, or...
All handcarts. It's surprising how much weight a handcart can hold.
The question is, can the guy pushing it move it?
Oh, it's really easy to move them once you get going.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on cobble.
It's really fun to stop, though.
Going's the easy part. Stop and...
Put it on the ground and hope that helps.
Knock it over. That stops it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we need to have somebody watching the golden hammer to see if we can see him. Do we have any kind of description about what this guy looks like?
Oh, yeah. They can tell you that he's a young, attractive man. His hair is, of course, black and pulled back. He dresses still in his officer's clothes He's one of the few people who is allowed to carry his sword in public.
We'll have our guy watching out for that while we looked into all this.
Assuming we're not allowed to carry swords then?
You're not allowed to carry swords in public. Officially.
Okay, so we just
In the nicer parts of town, you do actually have to, you know, pay attention to that. In the poor parts of town... I mean, there's an even poorer part of town than Shanty Town, if that tells you anything.
So basically, when you walk in that part of town...
don't go.
You walk in that part of town, guards go, do you have a weapon? No? Here you go.
Here's a club. I don't want it back. I've got an entire stash. You're going in there, why? Good luck.
It's like, no,
if
wait,
you die, we're not coming for you.
What is that? I don't even want to know why, but don't expect reinforcements.
Wait, you're the son of one of the elector counts?
What? Damn it.
You don't have a weapon?
What, Lord Frederick? Lord Frederick walk into Shantytown. Shantytown runs away. Sorry.
Alright, so we'll just post out around town until we find this guy.
Okay. Alright, so... where's everyone waiting at?
That was bad grammar.
I suppose I'll position myself at the gate that has the most direct path to his...
Okay, so you're, like, on the northern side of the city.
Yes.
You know, I'm not very good at sneaking and following people.
Nor am I.
So, what are we doing? We're waiting everywhere to see what...
That's what Alex said.
We need to see if we find this guy, because trying to do what we've been doing hasn't been doing anything and got us a bunch of nowhere.
Can't we just, like, wait for an extended period of time at one of the places he always shows up at?
Sure. I don't care. Let's just find this guy so we can get this going.
The rich place.
Let's go to the tavern and
wait
there.
Wait outside.
Okay. You guys want to wait outside the tavern?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to wait there?
Not really, but it's whatever.
Hey, do you have any other ideas? I'm out. I'm also tired and gave blood today.
I was wanting to investigate the other things, but you guys are just going to be waiting.
Like what?
The missing girl and the boy.
As I said, I'm partially tired and gave blood today, and I have I'm out of ideas.
Like I said, if you guys are standing here waiting, I can
but
do that.
What can we go do to look into it?
Go for it. We'll wait here. You can do that.
And if you need assistance, just give us a call.
Yes. I'll send a pigeon.
Okay. She can. She has pigeons.
All right. Go away, bird. <She's> like,
Oh, this one had a message.
Ooh, my chicken had a message. Like a fortune cookie.
Help, help, I'm dying. Uh-oh.
This pigeon wrote in its final words. Kind of like the journals we find.
Oh, that's Conrad.
That's mine.
Okay, Conrad can come with you.
So, like, because you can...
Okay.
It was funny. Okay.
Is this the town that you gotta make think the world's ending or something?
No.
Is this the other Shagoroth quest then?
Can you just ask around the wide general area where the kid, the boy, was last seen, Reuben, for anyone seen?
You will find him at the tavern. That's the last place anyone saw him.
I don't know, I've never done it
you
before.
You have to tell Shagoroth from...
You've seen, well, not necessarily by name, but a boy with really bright green eyes.
Right, it's around that area.
He lives up in the gunnery
right
school.
In there.
Well, if you really want to go through it, I have one for Word on the Street. Go ahead and roll a gossip check.
It's not general.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah, they identify the tavern, the soldier's gun.
Why don't you make an item that does spend 10,000 points on you or something?
Let's see. Go ahead and make an intelligence check.
Armor or a ring or something.
I can't. It only lets me do weapons.
What?
You can't make a ring of
weapons. Okay. Actually, remember that first night when you were at the gunnery school asking around for the drunk kid?
Huh. Okay.
You may have actually seen this guy. But you guys left before he did.
Okay. The kid?
Yeah. But you guys left before he did.
Do you guys have anything you want me to find?
No.
I have, like, 3 things left.
I don't have any more.
Cool.
Suppose I'll go to that tavern.
Okay, it's the tavern you guys were asking around at.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a giant circle.
As I said, you were asking around at the tavern. I told you that.
Yeah, earlier, but not now. Just now.
It is. There's one tavern on the Imperial Gunnery campus. It is the Soldier's Gun.
Okay.
That is where you guys have been asking. And people have confirmed that he was indeed here. And you remember about 2 or 3 days ago that you did see him there. But you left before he did, so you don't know where he went.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They all have gold gut plates.
And no one around the area where he disappeared with the blood splatter?
There were no witnesses.
That's what I was asking.
So there were no witnesses.
Okay.
No.
Then, I suppose I'll ask some of the guard about the young woman.
Okay.
Malin. Ehard. What they can tell me about her.
Okay, go ahead and give me a watch. Or give me a challenging gossip check.
No.
Okay. Then you will spend an hour not get anything?
No.
2 hours now?
There we go.
Okay, so after 3 hours, you finally find one of the guards who investigated the scene.
I'm not sure I should be telling you this.
Why not?
Well, it is official guard business.
Look to Conrad.
Not my jurisdiction. I can try and charm him if you'd like.
Sure, I don't have the skill.
Come on, I'm a guard too. I need a 15 or lower.
What skill is this?
No, he's like, you're not from here.
Okay, so I take it he doesn't have it either?
No.
No, it was alright.
And the two people charm currently elsewhere.
Yes. Yeah, I just got it. I don't see how it could be bad business since we're just trying to help find her, make sure she's safe.
Means they can't do their job.
Give me a charm check. How much did you fail by?
Since it's halved, 7.
7.
Actually, 4. Isn't your charm a 36?
Halved.
So it's 18.
Is 18. You got a 22.
Alright, I suppose this won't be too damaging. The girl vanished from her room. The only thing that was left was the corpse of her lover.
Corpse?
Yes. Apparently, she was kidnapped in the act.
Who was her lover?
Can you give us any details on him?
Pieter Phelps, a minor courtier.
Any relation to Fred Phelps?
Frederick Phelps? No.
Oh, by the way, I have a thing that if you buy one, you get one free. Take it to Schlitterbahn, because I gave blood.
Right. What in the world is Schlitterbahn?
It's a water park that they built in KC. Oh.
Can you give us any details on how he died?
Looks like he was beaten to death.
Okay. Make sure he wasn't cooked alive.
What? That's just strange.
Exactly.
Right.
Can't have many of those. Alright. Do you know the escape route? If it was out the door, out the window?
Well, the window was open.
Is there any buildings nearby they can reach, or is it straight down?
It's an estate.
Okay, so you'd have to go straight down, and there's probably a little wall.
Interesting. Well, it's not as though the back of... they have a yard, but not a wall.
Okay. What's the nearest building, roughly?
Yeah, another house.
Was it roughly like 30 yards away or something?
I know. Nearest house? Yeah. Much smaller than that.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay. Is there anything else you can enlighten us with before we
not really.
Investigate further? Okay. I suppose we're trying to make it our way to the house where she was found.
You mean her house?
Yeah, it was her house, right? That she was taken from?
Well, her parents' house, but yes.
Yes. Just kind of look around.
You're going to have to sneak in. They're not going to let you anywhere near the crime scene.
Okay.
Conrad will wait out here, for he is poor.
Or well, you could write a gold one into battle.
Could. Lose a point. Still fail. Fail by 5.
Okay. No one notices you.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out which one was her room.
Well, you can find the one that's, of course, got the, there's one side of the house that is unlikely because when you look at this side of the house, it's actually got, you know, like the little
oh, what are they called? Trellis, the little thing that has the vines growing on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on that side of the house.
Okay. So that could be a way down. So you climbed up, get to the window. Suppose I'll try and climb that if no one's looking around.
Give me a... you don't have to. It's easy enough if you don't roll.
Okay. I just want to get a look at the window.
Well, you kind of poke your head up and you can see... apparently you have arrived before the family's actually had the scene cleaned. The bed is in disarray and sodden with blood. Chunks of brain matter cover one pillow and the floor. Blood sprays stand starkly on the ceiling's white paint, and the window's been wide open. Go ahead and give me a routine perception check.
Yes.
All of her valuables remain, most of which are in plain sight.
Okay, so they're obviously just after her. However, this beating looks rather gruesome.
Blood for the blood god.
Because I see it's here, blood, blood, blood!
Holy. And chunks of brain matter.
Yeah, then, yeah, brain.
At the same time, though, it might not be a Cornite thing. Because you do hit somebody in the brain, I've seen on CSI. Their brain does, their body, head goes...
Yeah. But they must have hit him with, like, a weapon.
Yeah.
More likely than just your fist.
Yeah, club. Cough club.
Are there any, like, marks or anything on the windowsill?
Give me a search check. This one's going to be very hard, though. Nope.
Okay. Okay, no little scratch marks here.
Oh. Okay, go back to your man.
I assume the body is gone by this point.
Yes, yeah. That's why I didn't mention it in the description.
Okay.
Do they actually have a description of the body in case you got there in time or something?
You would have to get there really, really early, as in at the scene of the crime.
As we watch somebody crawling out of the window?
And in other words, we do it?
We're actually the ones that kidnapped her. Okay, well, I'll jump in a room real fast and see if I can find a journal.
What a twist.
You will indeed find a journal. It is a nice long list of people she slept with. It numbers in the high 60s.
She's a slut.
It just has names, it doesn't have descriptions, any...
Oh, yes. Measurements and lengths, whether they're worthwhile to call again or not.
Ooh, keep him in mind.
Is our guy on her list?
Yes.
Go ahead and give me a search check.
I suppose I'll take it with me right
okay.
now.
You will take it with you mm-hmm. and pour over it later.
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay.
Take jewelry.
Steal some jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you sneak back out.
Yes, and I'll slide out.
So, for the three who are waiting at the... you guys will actually see him... you guys will actually see him head up there just before dinner time. But nightfall has not come yet. So I guess probably just before dinner. And you can see a man of his description. He, of course, walks casually and boldly.
All right. Well, that's probably him. Now what do we do?
We wait.
And follow along.
Okay.
That's why these warrior priests have no patience.
All right, so he goes in there for about an hour or so.
Remember, they're men of action.
Blood for the blood god.
And then he comes out, and he, after about an hour, having had dinner, you see him walk towards the townhouse.
Follow at a safe distance.
Okay, go ahead and give me a shadowing. Oh, wait, no, that's an advanced skill.
So just a concealment?
Instantly detects us.
Go ahead and give me a concealment. I'll put a challenge.
I got a six.
Nice. How many tiers is that?
Halved would be 25. So one short of two.
So one.
What is this?
Silent move.
Concealment.
Concealment. Because you're not, it's not exempt.
Same thing for me.
Wait, we round up?
No, down.
I'm going to stay back and let those two.
Okay.
Because
he's going to follow us, who's following him, so he can't
see
him.
After about, you know, a couple hundred yards, he turns back and walks directly towards you guys. Greetings, you were following me.
Quite so, we wanted to speak with you.
Oh, well, so just flag me down.
We've tried.
very hard to catch.
I'm sorry, I'm a very busy man, and as you can see with all the festivities going off, preparing for the new cannon.
Of course, I understand. We're wondering, were you at,
the Saints Monastery?
Saints Monastery?
I passed by it.
Oh, okay.
We're looking for an...
Unfortunately, the holy place had been desecrated and ruined.
Of course. We're actually looking for a sword of one of the guard members that...
Looking for the guard member of one of the swords.
True.
Okay. Well, I know that there were a few of them given out.
Mm-hmm. Because we found one of them and we're trying to return it to... Supposing the guard is dead. Because I don't think any of you would...
The officer?
Yeah, the officer. Assuming you guys wouldn't just leave it around.
Here's mine.
So we're trying to find the family of who it belongs to because...
You could speak with Elizabeth Becker. She knows most of them who they were handed out
to. Which one's Becker? Haven't we met her already?
Yes, she's your contact in the city.
Okay.
Did she know about who the sword belonged to?
No, she referred us over to Smith. Okay. Who then referred us over to the crazy dwarf Smith.
Who, yes.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah. There are seven swords.
Well, he might be helpful if he can get a hold of the sword.
So, good luck to you.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Have a pleasant evening.
I sent up the flare for Catherine.
This guy takes light. At this point, you guys can see that by day three, there are noticeably more revelers and whatnot celebrating the, there's gonna be a new cannon! That's awesome!
Sure.
Well, he heads off to his house.
We need our scout, or assassin.
Let's just wait for Jessica to get back.
Okay.
What are you doing?
We tried shadowing him and he saw us.
We played it off as we wanted to talk
to him.
What is that? It wasn't his sword.
Oh, yeah, I figured that out because he carries his sword.
Yes, also, he did pass by though, so he could still be the Chaos Worshipper.
Oh.
And he doesn't go to where everyone says he goes to at night.
We don't really know that considering he caught you two.
That's why we need her.
Okay.
We'll shadow him. We found him.
Or we could try following up on some of the other leads. Let's go talk to the roundabout chick again and say, yeah, we got pointed right back to you. So we need new ideas.
Okay.
I'm gonna go talk to her. Why not?
Okay.
Couldn't hurt.
80% chance she's there. Yep. Okay. He's at her estate and it takes 5 minutes to get a hold of her. Oh, yes!
Obviously
hello again!
Very busy. Greetings. I've been having some issues figuring out who the sword belongs to.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. I'm sorry, I've been getting ready for the masquerade.
Oh, of course. Wonderful event is coming up.
Yes. Well, of course, it's to celebrate the unveiling of the cannon.
Yes. Large metal ball flinging device.
Oh, yes.
Quite so. The reason I was here, the dwarf, you know, obviously they wouldn't let him look at the sword, so he couldn't tell us any details about it. And then we talked to one of the nobles, or the officers that owned the sword, whatever his name was.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? And he...
Rolf.
He has a
Which
sword,
one?
So... Rolf. Whichever one we just talked to, tried to get off to.
Rolf.
And he has a sword, and one of them lost...
Did we actually take a look at the sword?
Did the Sigmar... No.
He showed it to us. He did. He showed Peter, like, here's my sword.
Did it look like the sword I had?
Oh, yeah.
And there's one guy who lost his sword in what, battle in the north, was it?
No, there's one guy who sold it, one guy who's Sigmar who still has it, and then this guy.
I think we got a sword.
Hmm?
What if he bought that guy's sword?
Could have.
Anyways.
That's why I wanted to get the dwarf to ID our sword. Tell us who's this was.
He doesn't know. Remember, he didn't know the names of any of the people.
Yeah, he doesn't know who they
find it.
We're wondering, someone did point towards the college, might knowing. Do you know who we could speak to there?
Well, I've done a bit of asking around, and those are the only three who have even come back. The rest are still deployed in the north.
That's what we figured out.
So, I'm terribly sorry, but it's probably one of those three.
I see. Okay. Well, I...
You could always accuse Bear. I mean, he is a coward. He ran from combat.
Quite so. He sold his sword back here, though.
Oh, well. That's troubling.
Yes. That's the major issue with accusing him.
We have to find who bought the sword.
And for some reason, he has some evidence that he didn't actually... do that, but yes, there's a lead we didn't follow up on now that I'm realizing I'm just being dunce.
Which I know you haven't.
Thank you, lady. Alright, let's go find Bayer and figure out who he sold the sword to.
Okay, well, you guys will. It's now like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night at this point.
Well, whatever. We should
I say we still have her shadow the guy, see where he goes.
Anyways, before.
Yeah, I can do that while you guys talk.
He has already left the city.
Well, I thought we left her there.
She was out gathering information for 4 hours.
Okay.
After the 5-hour trip home, eating, and, you know, not walking for another 12 hours.
So, looks like you can shadow him tomorrow.
So, you guys are going to go collect...
Bear.
You guys will find the... You guys look in the alleyway and you will find his body.
He's dead?
He is dead. He has a nice, deep hole in his chest.
Sword?
Probably. Or a knife from a really big target.
Wow.
I wonder why he didn't return last night.
Awesome. Great.
So I told him to return to the ship before night.
I succeed on a notice check, or perception to see if I can see Snigget.
You do not see Snigget, but Snigget sees you.
I succeed by 4 tiers.
You almost got him.
How many is succeed by 5?
You rolled a 1. Sneak inside of town is a 62.
A sneak inside of town is absurd.
Yep.
Snigget, who stabbed this guy?
Mistress is talking to me? And not threatening?
Answer the question or die.
Yes, mistress. Yes, stab. Stab. Kill.
Ooh. Rope.
Whoa. You know where he went?
He went.
Save.
Towards the Burning Sands.
Burning Sands?
Yes.
Is there a bar named Burning Sands, or...
I don't know. Direction of Burning Sands.
Direction of Araby? Which way is Araby?
South.
He left the city heading south.
Oh, no, not leave city. Leave area.
He left the area south.
And man rode off. North.
So the guy left the area going south and then rode off north.
No. Man who stab went south. Man who live here went north. Yes.
Oh. Okay, so,
your stupid Skaven tongue makes sense.
Rolf went north. The guy who killed this guy went south. Did two different people.
Did those two ever meet?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I grab our tracker.
What? It's a city.
Is there a horse you can track? Does he ride north?
Do you want me to go outside of town?
Did he leave town? I thought he was still in town.
The guy who went south didn't leave town. The guy who went north did leave town with a horse.
Ralph left town, heading north.
Ah, so he was here, though.
Yes, he walk in. Look, ooh.
What's that mean?
Not good mood. Very angry, angry.
You guys piss him off.
He's asking about a sword. I did not say anything.
Yes, I believe he probably... He has a sword still. I'm guessing he bought it from the disgraced man he just killed, and he killed the person to expunge any evidence.
Oh, right.
Rather, had the person killed. He did not do it himself.
Well, you probably won't be able to track the guy in the rooms, but you can probably track the horse.
Yes, I can head north if you want.
Why don't we go track the horse's trails? Because any idea how we could find the robed guy?
Not really.
I'm not a good tracker in town, so I don't know.
And it is having to find a shady figure in the middle of a shady town.
Plenty.
Gather information. Do it. Do some gossip. Get to the one.
I come back to the list.
It hasn't been too long to kill since this guy died, has it?
No.
At least last night.
When do you think he died, Andre?
When do I think he died? I fail heal check. Wow. Has Soot already gotten in that wound?
It should have been last night, because I told him to return before nightfall.
It's been less than 24 hours. So, do a gossip check. See if you can track this guy via gossip. I don't know if that's allowed in the system.
Oh, that roll.
No, I got a 99.
Tyler?
Is that possible, Andre?
Sure. It's hard.
You're good with peasants.
Phil Buck 5. Oh, we're rolling out. Yeah, I got 2.
Okay. He headed south, this particular shady guy, because he actually didn't smell like ash. That is actually somewhat noticeable. And then he headed towards the docks.
Maybe he's trying to kill us, too. Let's get back there now.
All right. We go to the boat.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You guys are at the boat.
Anyone
I succeed on a perception check.
Right, any knives in the back yet?
Nope. No one's seen any shady people come towards the boat.
Can we track the guy around this district then?
Yes.
Like physically track or gossip track?
Gossip track.
Gossip track.
2.
I succeed.
So do I.
Conrad is of no help. He's good, but a 79 happens to us all.
I got an 80.
You and Conrad are like, are you sober?
I'm keeping my eyes open because I don't want to get shot through the leg again.
I got an 8.
8? The guy headed into Reaver's Run.
Is that the inn we decided wasn't worth it?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go there.
You.
See if we can find this guy.
Yeah, we're not going to stick out.
I'll stay outside in case I see anyone jump through windows.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
All right, let's go in.
Go in armed.
There's, of course, the disgusting, pimply old man with 2 teeth as the bartender.
I do successfully hide.
Okay, so you're hiding outside. You guys are walking in full force. The girl with a case of herpes across the mouth.
How do you steal anything, honey?
It says... Welcome to Reaver's Run.
Greetings. We're actually looking for someone, if you could assist us.
Sure. Who are you looking for?
The barkeep and all. Give him a shilling to wet the whistles and describe the shady man did smell like ash.
The bartender doesn't know.
How about any of the winches?
Oh, there's just the one winch.
The winch, then.
Yes, he has a room here.
True.
Is it possible we can speak with him?
He should be down later.
Very well.
How much later is later?
I don't keep his schedule.
Which room is his so we can go speak with him? This is an urgent matter.
It's a lot of rats.
Go ahead and give me a charm check, Steven. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna start giving away information for free.
Alright, well, I'll give her a shilling. I was like, come on, please.
A shilling?
Is a shilling a lot? I don't know.
No, a shilling's a decent amount. Go ahead and give me a charm check.
We're not familiar with the system, Andre. We don't know the going rate of bribery.
I give her 18 crowns.
Where is he?
Just whatever we want to know.
She is your wench for life.
Would you like some mouth herpes?
Go back out.
No, thank you.
You're
getting that treated.
Two tears.
You see rat poison.
He'll be back later tonight after.
On the stairs up to the inn.
After midnight.
Okay, so he was here, but he left again.
Yes.
Very well. We can hang out till then. Here's some money. No. I'll buy some drink and not drink it.
You see the paint on the cup slowly melting off.
Well, yeah, I will buy a drink and, you know, act like I'm drinking, but I won't drink it. I'll hang out in the bar. Why don't you go to...
Yeah, go put it in your feed trough. What?
I walk outside.
I don't know, just one problem.
What are you looking for?
I walk back in. She's not there.
She is.
I'll go back outside. Come back in. No, she's not. You rolled 85 and 97.
Whatever, we'll just wait.
Okay. So you see me come outside. Come out again.
You hear a sneaky. What's up?
Okay.
Midnight will roll around.
Indeed.
You don't see anyone go by the ship, do we?
No.
Okay.
People usually leave the ship alone. Because the guards on the ship make sure they leave it alone.
Yeah.
Alright, well. Around midnight. Up walks a shady man, who kind of, you know, walks into the room, looks around, begins heading upstairs.
We follow him?
Yes, please.
I get up and follow. Give me a shadowing.
You mean concealment?
No, shadowing is actually following someone.
Yeah, I don't make it.
I got a 9?
Okay, so for some reason, you're kind of blending in. I guess it's your mouth. Empathy. However, the elf gets up. You guys can... And the air and the temperature in the room raises a little, you know. Walk by the candles.
I've been sitting here for hours.
The candles light as walking past, and the person kind of turns around and goes, "Where are you guys? You guys here for the stuff?"
"What stuff is that?"
"Well, you know, the stuff." Kind of pulls out a small bag.
Go down there.
Huh? Best stuff south of Middenheim.
Does he smell like ash, Andre?
Yes, he does.
Now he does. Does he met? He matches the description of Snake Give. Does doesn't he? As so does every other drug dealer in town.
We'll ask him if he was over somewhere.
Huh? I don't peddle over there.
Who does?
Those poor animals.
So yes, if you want some of his stuff, go ahead. I'll walk away.
Of the dead dog.
To burn him or not to
burn him. Just remember, you're in a location where there's lots of straw.
Yes,
but I'm pretty sure the
guard won't care about one dead peddler.
Nope, but people.
I don't see the intimidate while I stare at him. Have you seen a shady man come in here that does not smell like ash?
Huh? No.
Well, I will go back out and look around and talk to people. See if
it's midnight at this point.
See if any of the bums have seen anyone that doesn't actually smell like ash. Shady. Or rather, did see, I guess.
Alright, as you go ahead and give me a gossip check.
Maybe he'll attack me.
That's why I'm in the bag.
I succeed. Doesn't matter how many tears.
It doesn't count as an attack.
longer.
What?
Two.
I got at least 2 years.
They find that another man has gone missing.
What do you mean?
Some other person has now gone missing.
A fairly wealthy merchant by the name of Harmon Oslo.
Okay, so I figured this out by talking to the boss.
Yeah, you're sitting here kind of going, hey, I'm looking for the shady person. I don't see no shady people, but I know who ain't being seen.
Interesting. All right, well, we need to find this kidnapper.
Well, they're probably...
All right, well, since we haven't found the shady guy, let's just
tomorrow morning, Conrad and everyone.
Conrad, that's the name of the thing. We'll have Conrad track the horse.
Okay. Come morning four, you guys will hear about town that Harmon, as his wife, has been whining to the guards, and at this point start to call in favors from higher up, as you find out that he's a decently wealthy merchant.
Well, let's get on this guy fresh, since we're having what's-his-face look elsewhere.
We should probably join Conrad as he tracks the trails, in case it needs...
Let's follow the trail, Conrad.
Alright.
We could also go to the house where this guy was kidnapped.
I can do that and catch up.
Alright, go for it.
Since tracking is going to be taking a while.
Okay, so give me a gossip check. Alright. Officially, Oslo left town, left his wife, and fled the city. However, he actually complained to one of the bartenders at the... what's the name of this tavern? The Drunken Guardsman.
About what?
Oh, I'm sorry, he slipped into Randy Robin. Randy Robin.
Okay. What about?
He slipped in there for a few drinks. And then he complained to the bartender that he thinks he was being followed.
Do you have a Forfeiture Square, Andre?
I might.
Okay. Ask the tender there if he described the person who's being followed.
Oh, he said that he just thought that somebody was following. But you know what? We had someone of import come in last night.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Rolf Vogt. He came right on in, and he and Mr. Oslo had a nice talking some drinks together.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. It's not very often you get a...
Yep, get a hero unknown.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, since we're trying to implicate a hero, it's going to be easier than the town hero in lore.
Or we could just do what we did with the last Chaos Worshipper, have him die and mysteriously go be assigned somewhere else. Never seen again.
So, it was yesterday you said?
Mm-hmm.
Last night.
Okay. So he left and then came back.
There will always be people trapped in intolerable situations. There will always be people who have to hide what they are for fear of persecution. There will always be attempts to suppress a minority. There will always be people in power who are corrupt. There will always be megalomaniacs who want to take control of everything. And the people thought least likely to speak out, least likely to make a difference, always will. The Vajra Enterprises Fiction Podcast, updated every other weekend with stories from the worlds of Vajra Enterprises games, including the dark and dangerous city of Fates Worse Than Death, the magical and mysterious Tibet, the cosmological and ontological horror of In Dark Alleys, the post-apocalyptic savagery of Kid World, and the haunted past of Hoodoo Blues. www.indarkalleys.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.